Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
So many things gone. But hey, you know what it is?
Not forgotten.
You know what isn't gone? The Indie Circuit, which is the Radio St. Pete exclusive music and slight talking place.
Slight talking,
lots of music, and sometimes other things. Crazy yes. things.
Yes.
Fun things.
Things that go bump in the night.
Boom. My name's Mao. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown. And we are the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit crew. This is show, I think, 60?
Are we like the morning zoo or the evening zoo?
This is, the evening zoo. Sunday nights at 10 p.m., but we're also on the archive now, which is awesome. We are show 57, so we're hoping to find our groove soon here. I don't know if we're going to...
I think we will, too. As long as you find your groove out there, we'll be okay.
And I hear Stella got hers back, so everything's all good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were just talking about stores that went away that we missed.
And then some still have online presence, which is weird, but then I guess that, you know, you'd want to. Like, we were looking at, like, Circuit City.
Yeah.
And like, because I know Dr. Morty said, oh, Circuit City is still online. I was like, huh? And I, like, looked it up quickly because I was like, no way. And then it went to Tiger Direct, which is just like, ugh.
Yeah, but, I've never been there before, but I'll take your word that it's, ugh.
Yeah, you just, don't bother.
I think the one I missed the most from recently is Borders. I miss Borders.
Now, are they gone completely?
I don't know if they're online still or not, but I know that they're not. They don't have brick and mortar anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what is that one that is a what is that one?
Dalton's. Not Dalton's, Dalton's. That's long gone. Oh, God, I forgot. I know Books A Million is still around, but they're hardly anywhere.
No, this is like that, because there's one right by the Tiger Direct, because Tiger Direct does have some
stores.
Oh,
is that where Tiger Direct
is? Yeah, it's right next to Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble, they're still around. But the one that we have here is a little, you know, tiny, teeny, tiny one.
Boy, Books.
I know.
Do you think Books are going to make it?
I think they are, but...
you think they're going to be like records or like only hipsters will have like, look, yeah, check out my books, you know?
Probably, yeah. I know, I'll still buy them, and I'm not a hipster, so...
You know, I wanted to check in my... I do have some books, very few, but some. I wanted to check, but if I used to read Cruel Shoes by Steve Martin at least once a year. That was one of the only books I've ever read in my life,
to be honest
with you.
He's got other ones, too, I think.
Yeah, but that's my favorite. And I can't remember... I had it when I was a kid, and then I didn't have it anymore. It was gone. And I can't remember if I got the wild hair to buy it or not. And if I didn't, I'm going to buy it soon so it doesn't go away. But I actually have a great affinity for Steve Martin. And I like his early stuff.
Sure,
when he was
funny.
Totally crazy.
Yeah,
like,
he's funny. A wild and crazy guy.
Oh, he was so funny. I have that record. I used to listen to his records nonstop. I would play them and just like every little nuance of the King Tut and his dances and how he... Him and Flip Wilson were like my
templates.
Yeah, they were like my templates for comedy. Like,
yeah.
That's who I thought was funny growing up. The Smothers Brothers.
Yeah.
Some of those guys are really good. And Steve Martin's one of them where I have great admiration for him. You
I
know.
Still like Dangerfield. Rickles.
Oh,
Rickles is still around. Bob Newhart. Guys like that.
They were. Bob Newhart was funny.
Bob
he
Newhart's
had such a
funny.
Dry wit.
Dry,
very...
man. His TV shows were always good. You know, they always had weird characters. And he was so, like you said, so dry and deadpan that his sarcastic remarks were always hilarious.
He was great.
And he's still alive. He's still making stuff.
That you
so
said
Rickles.
That last week on air, and I was like, huh?
So is Rickles, yeah. So
no,
is
that's
Rickles.
The one. You said Rickles, and I was like, what?
Yeah, he's like 90 or something. He so occasionally still does the shows.
Nice. All right, we're going to drop in some music, and then we get back. I went on a couple tours in the local stuff, so we'll be talking about some more local flavor in between. But here's some music to get you rocking and a rolling all night long.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Yeah. concerns a dance. A dance. A dance. A dance. Sponsored by the Vietnam Day Committee, sanctioned by the university as a student activity, and that was held in the men's gymnasium at the University of California. 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 The incidents are so bad, so contrary to our standards of human behavior, that I couldn't possibly recite them to you here from this platform in detail. Detail. The incidents are so bad, so contrary to our standards of human behavior. There is clear evidence that there were things that shouldn't be permitted. Shouldn't be permitted. Three rock and roll bands were in the center of the gymnasium. Rock and roll band. Rock and roll band. Playing simultaneously all during the dance. And all during the dance, movies were shown on two screens. Two screens. These movies were the only lights in the gym. Only lights. Only lights. They consisted of color sequences that gave the appearance of different colored liquids spreading across the screen. Followed by shots of men and women. Men and women. Men and women. Shots where the men and women's nude torsos and persons twisted and gyrated in provocative and sensual fashion. 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 Twisted and gyrated in provocative and sensual fashion.
Milton. Hi. Could you turn that down just a little bit?
Well, I withdrawn that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because
All right, okay.
I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From 9 to 11.
That was a bit trippy, wouldn't you say? That was The Death Rays. The CD is called Songs from a Vacuum, or the album, I should say, not CD. And I played Hear Me Out and Cowboy Ron versus... Uh-oh, see, this is poor planning. Cowboy Ron versus the Denizens of Psychedelia.
Yeah, that did sound psychedelic.
That was pretty crazy. I
dug
it.
I liked it. It's different.
I wish I would have had more time to play some more of their stuff. Maybe
next week.
Yeah, next week. They're a pretty good band. They're pretty psychedelic. I really dig their sound, and they're funky, you know.
Their vibe, man.
Yeah, I dig their vibe, man.
I'm digging their scene, man. Like, wow, wipe out.
Oh no, stop! No, make the hippies stop.
No, they're still around, man. I still see them every once.
Yeah, but they're so angry now.
They're angry. I know. They used to be so like flower power and nice. Now they're angry.
Yeah, what's that? What happened, man? You got like a harsh.
It's like a bummer, man.
Like, whoa.
このポッドキャストを聞いてあなたは普段より数倍賢くなるでしょう。
Who slew Auntie Lou is the whisper of death that stalks along shadowed corridors.
Won't everybody leave me all alone? Hey, Ed, who will be so lonely? Don't leave me. No!
You can't stay here. Aunt Rue is a witch.
Home, sweet home. Where creatures stalk the darkness. Where fearful illusion ends and frightful reality begins. Say goodnight to Auntie Rue, kiddies. It's dead time. Don't miss Shelley Winters, Mark Lester, and Ralph Richardson, who will never tell. And the teddy bear who knew. Who slew Auntie Rue? Who slew Auntie Rue? Who slew Auntie Rue? In color, rated GP.
Okay, Ramblers, let's get rambling.
All right, and we're back. So, yeah.
We're back.
We're back. That was Who Slew Andy Roo? That was a Dr. Seuss
short. It was one of the books that was unpublished, but I think they made a movie out of it.
Sure was unpublished.
Yeah, and other lies.
Nice. And other lies.
That's one of your lines. So,
Yes, it is.
But
so this week I went to a local brewery. There's everyone knows, like, right now it's getting, like, whatchamacallit, it's getting real hot, like a craft brewery, they call it craft brew, IPAs. Stuff like that. So there's a local one in town that's called Cigar City Brewery.
I've heard of it.
And it's kind of like blowing up. It's one of those that's doing a lot. Like, it's making a lot of different stuff, and it's kind of in every store, especially in Florida. And I know they're expanding up through the Northeast. They're trying to do that whole thing. So I went through the brewery, which was really great. You get some free beer. I would advise going. And if you can con someone into being the designated driver, you can have quite a bit of beer. I was the designated driver, sadly enough, but whatever. Well. So you can go and have beer and really enjoy yourself. And so go look them up. But what happened was, after that, I contacted their marketing department. And I said, hey, you know, I have this great show on Radio St. Pete. We always do a lot of local content, so I wanted to see if I could interview somebody. And they gave me a name of Neil, who runs he's the manager of the tasting house and, like, kind of the public face for when people get out of the tour and they go and give some money for shirts and hats and whatever. I got a hat. It was expensive, cool. But whatever.
You got some stickers, too.
Yeah,
right?
I got some stickers. So I did a nice interview with Neil, and he talked a little bit about some of their aspirations, some of their stuff. I asked him what his favorite weird beer was and some of that kind of stuff.
Do they have, like, a chocolate beer or something?
Yeah, they do all kinds of weird. They do crazy stuff. They said they did, like, a turkey beer and
turkey beer
for, like, around Thanksgiving, and they blueberry muffin beer and now one
that's
of the things is
too designer.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I love touring breweries because they always have their own flavor and they always have their own kind of like I did Yingling, and that was, like, the America's oldest brewery. That's a very crazy place. When I was growing up, Yingling was kind of garbage beer, and it got reinvented into this hipster beer. And yeah. I was like, wow, good for you, good on you, Yingling.
Did,
you know,
did they do Spam beer?
You could probably
order it
right to Cigar City. And what they do is they make a lot of like 15 batches or like 15 gallon batches. So it's a small batch, and then they try them, and if people love them, then they make more.
Oh, okay.
You know,
whatever
so they're
works.
Very being small gives them a lot of flexibility and like lets them do a lot of really cool stuff. So all right, well, I guess without any further ado, I'm going to drop in the interview and just take a listen. I like, again, if you're in Tampa or if you're coming into the Tampa area, I really would suggest that you make it part of the stop in there. It's only an hour long, and it's really cool. You learn a lot, and you get a free glass, and, you know, try some cool beer. So here it is, without any further ado.
I'll give it a minute to wake up here. And,
sure.
All right, this is Mao, and I just finished the glorious, you know, Cigar City Brewing tour that they give here. You can go online, make sure you check it out. Make sure you get down here if you're in the area, because it's an awesome tour. Who's here with me?
I'm Neil Callahan. I'm the general manager of the tasting room here at Cigar City.
Very nice. That's a good job to have, isn't it?
Could be worse. Worse ways to make a living, for sure.
Oh, yeah. So how long has Cigar City been here?
Well, we were founded as a company in 2007, brewed our very first batch of beer January 30th, 2009. So it's been just over 6 years now that we've been here.
Well, 6 years. You guys have accomplished so much. I mean, every beer aficionado knows this is cooler than the other side of the pillow. You know, Cigar City is the one to go to.
Well, we're doing what we can. I appreciate you saying so. But we've grown up an awful lot since January 30, 2009. At that point, we had one employee. That was our brewmaster, Wayne Wombles. He's still with us. He still comes up with the recipes for the majority of our beer. But from that one single employee, we're now up to about 70 at this facility, in addition to our brew pub, which is up on Dale Mabry, about 8 miles north of here. We've got about 30 people working there. We've got a cider and mead facility. We've got 5 or 6 folks working over there, in addition to a brew pub actually in the airport, in the Southwest Terminal at Tampa International. We're the only active brewery inside of an airport in the world.
I'm surprised that's allowed, you know, with all the rules. That's really awesome, you know.
You know, there's a lot of security to get through for the brewers, but it works. It's pretty cool, and we're brewing beer that is exclusively available in the brew pub in the airport. So the only way to get that in the world is to go to the terminal and have it at the brew pub there.
So if you have a lot of extra money, fly into TIA only for the beer. You'll be happy you did, you know.
Exactly. Just, you know, fly somewhere close and then fly right back and keep drinking beer.
That's so great. And I see you guys have are expanding like crazy. I mean, you just must be... what are your goals for expansion? How much are you trying to get to?
We're trying to get as much beer out into the market as possible. Last year, we did just under 50,000 barrels just at this facility here. So for us, that's an awful lot of beer. But in the grand scheme of things, even within craft beer, you look at someone like Boston Beer Company, who's doing somewhere in the 6 to 8 million barrels every year. Someone like Sierra Nevada, they did, I believe it was 2.5 million barrels last year. So for us, 50,000 is an awful lot. But in the grand scheme of things, it's just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, but everyone knows this brewery. It's such great beer, such exciting beer. It's not the kind of the same boring run-of-the-mill stuff, you know.
Well, that's part of what I love about working here is that we do the standard styles. We do them very, very well. Something like your American IPA, our Hi-Li, is just an exceptional IPA. Tons of hop flavor, good bitterness, but it's really all about the hop flavor and the hop aroma. We do dry hop the hell out of that beer, so we get this again. It's great.
That's your key. Beer, isn't
it's
it?
Our flagship beer. Yeah, that's right. It's 55% of our annual production is Hi-Li, just that one single beer. But to work at a place that does straightforward styles like American Pale Ale, American IPA, English Brown Ale, Maduro, that one's my favorite year-round beer. There's nothing too crazy about that beer. It's just a very traditional style, but I think we really knock it out of the park with that beer. And then on the other side, we're also doing things really out there, something like the El Murcielago. That one's a double cream ale, brewed with lime peel and cumin, aged in tequila barrels.
Oh, man, that sounds
so
awesome.
So we're doing the more straightforward stuff, the more traditional stuff, but at the same time really kind of letting the brewers go wild and come up with some really out there kind of recipes. Really strange ingredients, really exotic ingredients, but that's part of the whole appeal of it.
Yeah. Now, there's one that's kind of true to the Ybor or the Tampa area, and it's for all you cigar aficionados out there. What's the one that partner is so great, it's kind of known for it?
For
partnering with a cigar, kind of the...
For me, if I'm smoking a cigar, Maduro Brown Ale is the beer that I'm going to go for. The name actually comes, it is a cigar reference. Maduro is a very dark wrapper on a cigar. The dark color, it's a dark colored beer.
That's
but
the one. It partners right up with it.
Absolutely.
You know.
It's not overwhelming. It's not going to overwhelm any of the nuance in the cigar. And at the same time, the cigar is not going to overwhelm the beer. It is a full-bodied Northern English Brown Ale. We do use some oat in the grist, which gives it a little more full body, but it's not a very heavy beer. It's very moderate alcohol, very moderate body as well, but very full and very flavorful.
That's so great. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure you get this all the time. Of those out there beers that you get to try, which was your favorite or most memorable that you, either for bad or good, what's your one that sticks out in your head
the
most?
The one that jumps out for being my favorite, and this is a beer we brewed about 2 years ago, is called Forgotten Island. It was maybe a year and a half ago. Forgotten Island was a Belgian-style strong dark ale aged in rum barrels. When it was fresh, it was on the boozy side. It was the highest alcohol beer we had ever produced and still is. It's somewhere around the 16% alcohol range right now.
For a beer,
It's a big beer.
Yes, it is.
It's a big beer. And then you additionally got a lot more alcohol presence, a lot more alcohol spice from the rum barrel aging. At this point, now that the beer is about a year and a half, 2 years old, a lot of those higher, boozier, fusel alcohol flavors have mellowed out a lot, and you're getting a lot more of this really rich, dark fruit flavor, plums, raisins, and then with this nice spiciness that really kind of accentuates some of that Belgian yeast character as well. So you're getting the dark fruit, but you're also getting this nice spice character.
That's so great.
That one's got to be my favorite that we've done here.
Yeah. So some of the what's the wackiest one you've ever tried and said, you know, we don't need to make this again?
El Murcielago was the beer that I find is the most polarizing. That's the one I just told you. It's the double cream ale with lime peel, cumin, aged in tequila barrels. Very strange style, but I say it's a very polarizing beer. Some people are head over heels for it. Some people, not so much.
Now you guys are using a lot of these barrels. You're kind of actually building a room exclusively for that, correct?
We are, yeah.
That's really exciting. It's very interesting and unique. I've never heard of that before where they're kind of using some neat flavorings in the background.
Sure. There are a lot of breweries that are doing that. We are a little more ambitious. Most breweries, especially in the U.S., you're going to see a lot of bourbon barrels. You might see a couple American whiskey barrels. We're doing that stuff, which is phenomenal, but we're also using cognac barrels. We're using Sauternes barrels, white wine from France, red wine from France. A lot of these very difficult to source, but really interesting, really complex barrels that are going to add just a little bit of flavor and aroma from the previous resident of the barrel that does really, depending on the beer style, really complements and brings out subtleties and flavors that wouldn't otherwise be there if it hadn't been aged in barrels.
Having different parts of the palate, as
exactly.
They say. And boy, craft beer has just almost exploded off the charts as of late. You guys were actually around before that. You were kind of hit stride, and then that hit I mean, I'm sure you're seeing a great deal of expansion off of that. What do you think about the craft beer crowd or the new enthusiasm
sure.
for it, you know?
It's great. We're very much in the rising tide carries all ships portion of craft beer right now. So we want every single brewery, especially breweries in the Tampa area and in Florida, to make the best beer that they can make to be as successful as they can be. We want everybody's first experience with craft beer. We would like for it to be with Cigar City, but if it's with another brewery, we want that beer to be as fantastic as possible to bring them into the fold as far as craft beer goes.
Well, don't worry. Everyone's going to know Cigar City because it's the one to go to. The it was very refreshing to actually hear that. Part of the tour, they were talking about how, you know, you guys get together, you share, you learn and grow together. Craft beers are almost it's so nice to not hear about cutthroat and how, mm-hmm. you know, hateful they are. Some of the bigger stuff kind of push people out. And mm-hmm. the longest time there was the laws against certain size beers. I think that was all from Anheuser-Busch, if I'm correct. Or
it's a thorny subject.
Right.
But like I said earlier, we're at the point where the rising tide carries all ships. Yep. There's still a lot of expansion for craft beer. The Brewers Association numbers haven't come out for 2014 yet. But still, craft beer as a whole has a lot of room for growth. What they're shooting for, and Brewers Association is a trade organization for American craft brewers.
Oh, cool.
They have a program that's called 20 by 20. They're shooting for 20% beer market share for craft beer by the year 2020. So I think we'll get there, but right now we're still not anywhere near 20%
really?
Market
that's
share.
Really,
and that's
amazing.
And that's all craft beer altogether. For us, you know, for Cigar City, we are, even in Florida, even in Tampa, we're really not a huge market share. So a lot of room for growth for us in our home markets, as well as getting more beer out to people outside of the Tampa area and outside of Florida.
Right.
That's one question that I get from everybody who walks in is, well, why don't you send beer to Sheboygan, Wisconsin? Like, well,
we'd love to.
Yeah, we can barely make enough beer to keep up with demand in Tampa, so you're out of luck, Sheboygan. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's a good problem to have.
Exactly.
And I think this being smaller is not a negative in this case. Craft beers being smaller gives them flexibility to try some of that great stuff that you guys can do, and sometimes it's, oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever, and sometimes not so much, but that's okay. You know, it's not at a point where the bottom line matters over what you're doing.
The quality of the beer and the integrity of the beer, that's first and foremost a number one.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, thanks for your time, and listen, to everyone who's listening out there, you got to come down to see Cigar City Brewing. You know, say hi to Neil, thank him for this awesome interview, and, you know, spend a few bucks, get some of this awesome stuff, and take it home, and maybe send some up to Sheboygan, you know, but that's on you,
so
not on
the... Uncle Larry up in Sheboygan.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Do I Ever, that's the name of my newest record.
Do I Ever.
And Other Lies. So
that's the name of this show, And Other Lies.
So I hope everyone enjoyed that interview. You know, it's always fun. I love trying to check out local flavor, you know.
Yeah.
See different stuff. I went to that, me and Murderstang went to the,
Don Garlitz. That's in Orlando, Ocala.
That's
though.
In Ocala, yeah. Now, I talked about it before, saying I went to his the National Drag Strip Museum, or Don Garlitz Drag Strip Museum, Dragster Museum.
Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
Big Daddy. That always sounds weird, saying Big Daddy.
Do you remember those
Big
bars?
Big Daddy Don Roth, Ed Roth, I mean, and you're like,
Don't you remember those bars used to be called Big Daddies? You remember see those? They used to be down here in the South.
No.
And yeah, they were Big Daddies. They had to have, like, Big Daddy's, like, cartoon face. He looked a little bit like the Kentucky Colonel or whatever, Colonel Sanders or whatever, and he had his face. And it was like you buy booze, and it was a lounge, too, and bands would play there.
That sounds cool, but that's... Big Daddy's has a little bit of a strangeness to it.
Yeah,
it was
a pickup joint.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So it was fun. There was a swap meet, a car show, and then you pay the extra $20 and you go to the museum again. And I did, and I had a lot of fun. I have a blog. For those of you at home that want to, you know, read about stuff, I have a blog called The Wannabe Hot Rodder. So I took a lot of pictures there so I could have content. It's all about content. You know what I mean?
It's all about the content.
It's all about the content, man. So, and you can appreciate that because you have the world's best thriving blog spot.
Oh, Destination Nightmare, my blog, my comic book.
Oh, my God,
blog.
Man. You are slamming. You have so many.
Yeah, we get a lot of cool people coming in. It's free. Free comic book. Free old 50s, 60s comic book scans.
That is great. You know,
yeah, they're fun to look at, and I love comics. I check it
and
out.
I enjoy the overflow that I get from your awesome popular
You get all the extra.
You got to put the wannabe hot rodder on there, too, somewhere, so
that's
I can like.
That's right, I do get, have to put
I
on
I get
it.
More overflow from you.
That's right, and you have a logo, too. I can grab your logo and put
the
link
crazy
to it.
Pistons and
eyes.
Yeah,
I'll do that. I'll do that this week.
That logo is odd, isn't it?
I like it.
I know.
I
took pistons and made a circle out of pistons, and I have like the flying eyeball, and I got a lot of weirdness in there. That was kind of a labor of odd love. I'll say that way.
Yeah, you. I mean, I'm really impressed with your writing because you write long, you know, like little articles on there, and they're good.
That's the thing. It's stuff that I struggle with, and or I think of, and I think about, and I think. Most other people do too, that if they're in that world or they're in that, I mean, I guess everyone thinks everything. Mm-hmm. Like whenever you're trying to labor over something or you have an aspiration or goal, there's always voices in your head. What about this? Or how about this? Or, you know, you're as you mull over your options and mull over what you have to go through to get to the other side, you know, it's always
break on through to the other side, man.
This week's you'll love the most because I talk about old versus new as far as cars, but I relate it to phones.
Oh God!
And there's a picture of that old black phone that we all grew up using, the rotary phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of talk about how I dropped my cell phone this week, and it shattered into a million pieces, and I had to get a $150 new piece of glass. And I said, basically, you can use those old phones in a bear attack, and it would still work. And that's what that's what hot rods are. The old 60s Detroit Steel will never fail you, but modern cars are computers and they're plastic and they're junk and they're worthless. so I talked a lot
disposable.
About that.
Everything's disposable.
And that's exactly it. Everything is so disposable.
Yeah.
Including music, including podcasts,
including people, man.
But not including this next band. And here they are now. That's a toss in radio terms. Wow.
No, the guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle.
We'll be right back.
Hey, all you out there in listener land, Mao here. Want to make a difference in the world? Want to make the world a better place? Well, you can. And it's easy. Go to projectpinball.org. It's a charity organization placing pinball machines where they're needed most, in the life of a little child that's in a hospital. And they need some help. They need us to help them, give them a little bit of funding, give some donations, you know, sign up for some of their raffles. There's a lot of exciting things to do, ways to give back to the community. I'm asking you out there listening right now, go to projectpinball.org or look them up on Facebook. Everything's on Facebook, right? Of course it is. So go there, donate, help spread the love and the joy of a pinball machine to a little kid in a hospital. What could be better? Not much. All right. Thanks, everyone. Go donate today. You'll feel better. Kids will feel better. Everyone's better. It's win, 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 win. Or something like that, right? Right.
It doesn't matter what your name is!
All right. That was our friend's Space Party. I played Spanish Song, Gumshoe, and Beyond the Surf. And then I begged you to go check out projectpinball.org and give happiness to a child in the hospital, because that's a nice thing to do and you'll feel better about life.
Good.
Yeah, and that's it. So, yeah. That promo took a little bit... I was a little bit faster, though, that promo than I thought I was going to be. So now I'm just killing time.
Are we still rolling? I thought we were done with the segment.
No, we have... now we're going to be done right now. All right, and we're back. Hey, speaking of back, why don't you go out and run to your app store, and you can download the Radio St. Pete app.
I'm
going to
do it right now.
That non sequitur made no sense, but I don't care.
Done.
Yeah, so you go out to your store, and you can say, hey, I want to buy the Radio St. Pete app, and they'll be like, yes, here it is. And then
can you get the Radio St. Pete app at Radio Shack?
No. And then you can take us on the go. Boy, Radio Shack, huh?
For 90% off?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. I also wanted to say, why don't you guys go out? If you like our musings here, well, then you love us other places. So go to bunchofdorks.com. You're going to find three podcasts there. The top one, Slow Robot A Go Go. It's where me and Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown talk about B through Z grade movies.
Yeah. And the second one would be Two Dimension Comic Book Podcast, obviously, comic book podcast.
With no direction. I'm not on that one, but yeah.
But you
that's
could
okay.
be if you wanted to.
Nah, it's okay. I know nothing about the medium.
We don't either. We're just all lies. And more lies.
Just make up and more lies.
That's the theme of the show, and more lies.
And then the bottom one is Bunch of Dorks. It's kind of like this show, but it curses a lot more. Yeah. So go to see that if you like.
Not a lie.
No.
That was for real.
That's for real.
Okay.
So, yeah, go to bunchdorks.com or you can go to slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com if you want to do the direct line. And then we already talked about our two blogs floating around out there.
And Creature Feature on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't talk
Yeah, about. The movie show, Creature Feature. We got movies. We know these guys called Doc and Clown, and they're really crazy cats, and they play movies, and they do shtick.
Yeah, so go to, if you like Creature Features, go to YouTube and type in Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
Excited.
You'll be happy. We got like 4 or 5 shows up and gonna keep coming.
Don't worry.
Be wary. Yes, that's the thing.
Anyway, yeah. We were talking about
Radio Shack. Wow.
The attack of the Shack.
Radio Shack has gone out of business and I have given them quite a bit of money in the last couple of weeks.
You're the transistor man.
Wow. I bought a lot of stuff. It went to 90% off. Now, for those of you who don't know, electronic devices are made up of electronic components. If you open up things, now not modern things because all the components are the size of a pinhead and sealed behind silicone. But if you open up older equipment, older stuff, you'll see transistors and capacitors and resistors and fuses and switches. And Radio Shack used to sell those things to people that could fix things. Another dying art. People that fix things. Now people just throw in the garbage.
Them fixers.
And they go buy stuff. Well, I'm one of those old-timey guys that fixes things with a soldering iron and that stuff. So when it went to 90% off, I went crazy and bought a garbage bag full of transistors and resistors and fuses and switches and lights. So all that stuff, because no one bought that stuff. You know, the phone batteries were gone and all the other stuff that the consumers buy was gone. All that other stuff for people that work on things just sat there because that is a dead art. No one could care less.
Yeah.
So I walked out of there. I had my receipt was over 6 feet long because each thing was individually scanned. It was literally over 6 feet long, and it just kept printing and printing and printing. And now it's Mao's Radio Shack.
Yeah, it's over your garage there, Mao's Radio.
Yep. So if you need a transistor or a resistor or a switch or a fuse,
just go to the indie circuit and just contact Mao.
Just go to the indie transistor circuit, the circuits and more.
Yeah, exactly.
The indie circuits and more shop, online shop.
There you go. Coming to a website near you.
Coming to no place near you anytime soon.
And other lies.
And other lies. Here's some more music. This isn't a lie.
Weasley, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything, but I do know it's a pretty amazing planet we live on here.
Born again, there's really been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said.
In the hill, no spot is too dear. church in the Bay. Those hobbits so dear to my childhood at the little brown church in the Bay. How sweet on the clear Sabbath morning to list to the clear ringing bell. Its tone so sweetly are calling, oh, come to the church in the Bay. Oh, come to the church in the Wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the Bay. Whose heart is so dear to my childhood at the little brown church in the Bay. We're close by the church in the valley lies one that I love so well. She sleeps sweetly, sleeps beneath the willow, disturb not the rest in the Bay. Oh, come to the church in the Wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the Bay. God is so dear to my childhood at the little brown church in the Bay. Life is like a mounting railroad with an engine near this brake. We must make the run successful.
All right, that's some one-of-a-kind homespun music from many, 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 many years ago.
That was quite an interesting group of tunes.
Yeah, that was a show from, I think, I want to say
Carolinas?
The 40s and 50s. Yeah, something
from
like
the
that.
Carolinas, yeah. So, that's historical stuff.
Very.
One-of-a-kind.
And that's something I always try to dig out, that kind of stuff. I don't know, last week's show on the Bunch of Dorks, we played some crazy... This Texan guy trying to teach somebody how to hunt. It was so weird. I found it as a home recording. I found it in a pile of records and, of course, bought it for my dime. And
we love those home recordings.
Yes, we do. All right, that's going to do it for this week. We hope you enjoyed our eclectic mix and our, you know, some interviews from local talent. And we're going to see y'all next week. My name's Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown, we hope you dig our stuff. And tell everyone to run out and log on to Radio St. Pete. Get some more listeners. Get some more music. Get some more of everything. It's heating up down here in St. Pete. So we've got to stay cool, you know?
Cool, man.
Cool with our tunes. And whatnot. And we'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.